Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yutes, five lines from the top of Daf Yutes of Aleph, and at the beginning of the Perek, in the Mishnah Daf Yutes of Aleph, the Mishnah spoke about dinim relevant to a Kohen Gadol as well as to a Melech, and the Mishnah started off by speaking about a Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah brought a Machlekes as Mes Lemes. If one of the Sheva Kravim of the Kohen Gadol dies, any Yotzeach Amita, El Hin Nichsim Hu Nigla, He Niglav Hu Nichsa, V'Yotzim Moin at Pesach Shar Ir, Divra Meya, Rabbi Huda Ime, any Yotzim in Amigdash, that the Kohen Gadol can not leave the base of Migdash at all, Mishum Shinema, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states, Umin Migdash Lo Yetzei, and our Gemara now begins and discusses the Shita of Rameya. As Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa that the Pesukim are discussing a Kohen Gadol, as the Pasuk beforehand states, Lo Avivu Imoy Lo Yitame, and the Pasuk then states, Umin Migdash Lo Yetzei, Vle Yichalos Migdash Alekav, Kinez Hashem Mishchash Alekav Olav, Ani Hashem, and the Braisa explains, Lo Yetzei Imoyen, that the Kohen Gadol cannot go out together with the mace, Avu Yetzu Achrein, but he goes behind the mace, Ketzad, he nichsim hu nigla, he nigla v'hu nichsa, that as the funeral procession is in an area where there are alleyways that he could be in a revealed area, however, if they're in the area where it's revealed, then he has to keep himself covered, and he can't be in the same area, as we are concerned that potentially the Kohen Gadol will get too close to the mace, and it'll become tamei mace. And in a moment, we will explain this limud lefi Rav Meir a bit better, and the Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah, that Rav Meir continued and stated, v'yotzi yimoyin ad pesach shari ir, divra Mayor, but the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the city. And as we previously mentioned, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Huda argues with Mayor, and he says, in the Yetzim HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the base of Mikdash, Mishum Shanema, Min Mikdash LaYetzei. And the Gemara is bothered, Shapikam Rabbi Huda, that the Chayyar Rabbi Huda is teaching the Pasuk in a more of a Pashut way, as the Pasuk states, Min Mikdash LaYetzei, that the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the base of Mikdash, and how could it be? Rabbi Mayor will explain, Min Mikdash LaYetzei, LaYetzei Moin, Av Yetzu Achrein, as certainly the Pasuk is more Mashma, that he can't leave the base of Mikdash at all. Gemara explains, Amlech HaRameyah, so Rameyah responds, Ihachi lebeisa namiloi, that if Rabbi Huda is correct, that we should learn the Pasuk based on the Pashas of the reading of the Pasuk that states, Umin HaMikdash LaYetzei, then Lechayri, the Kohen Gadol should not be able to go back to his house at all, and can't even leave the base of Mikdash to go home, and certainly that's not true. It can't be that that is Pshat in the Pasuk when it states, Umin HaMikdash LaYetzei, and therefore, Elohachi Kamar, it must be that the Pasuk is teaching us, Min HaMikdash LaYetzei, Mikdushos LaYetzei, that the Kohen Gadol should be careful that even for his Shiva Kravim, he should not become Tamei Meis. And as Rashi states, Klema Yasa Chizik Ludovaro Shle Yigrim Lotzes Mikdusha of Litamei, therefore he should make this Gedah of Hein Nichsim Vuhu Nigla and Hein Niglim Vuhu Nichsa. Ramban and other Mefarshim explain, really, Midraisa, all the Pasuk is telling us is that the Kohen Gadol should not become Tamei Meis, and he should make sure to retain his Kedusha. However, there's a Takana Drabbanon that the Kohen Gadol should not get too close to the actual Meis. Lefi Zed, this limit of the Gemara is only that smachta ba'alma, and l'chayr this seems to be the pashas from Rashi as well. However, other rishonim hold that this is actually a din deraisa, and this is a very rare instance where there's a geta deraisa, which is not a derabban dekadin, but a din deraisa. As the Gemara continues, the kibin islay akira le'oslit minga, and once he makes his hekka, that he won't come to touch the body or come into proximity and be mitame ba'il amez with the body. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda, and has Rabbi Huda understand this limud, and the Gemara explains, because he's so bitter from the loss of his family member, so we still have to be choshish that maybe he'll go and he actually get too close to the body and he'll become tamei meis. Because of that, he has to stay in the Beis HaMikdash and he can't be malavah the meis at all. Once again, the pashas of the Gemara seems that Rabbi Huda agrees that the limit of min hamikdash leyetzei is mikdushasa leyetzei, and it's only nasmachta ba'alma. However, whereas Rav Meir holds that the takana was they shouldn't get too close to the meis, Rabbi Huda holds that would not be enough of a gedar, and you shouldn't leave the base of Mikdash at all. And Ramban and Ran learn that midraisa, the Pasuk is actually only teaching us, Umin HaMikdash LaYetzei, that a Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah even when he's in Einain. And Ayin Yad Ramah points out, then the case of Ner Shabbos, if there are multiple people there, we're not choshish that someone will forget, extinguish a fire on Shabbos, as L'maisa, other people will remind him. And if so, why don't we say the same, but again, a Kohen Gadol, that since there are other people over there, so he won't come to touch the mace. The Adrama explains, Shani Hacha, the Agamari, Mikri Vinoga, both Ramei and Rabbi Huda understand that since the Kohen Gadol is in such a bad position, so we have to be choshish that even so, he'll go and touch the body, or he'll come close to the body, and he'll become Tamei Lemeis. And Ramban points out that we're choshish Mepreik Feido Yomboyu Shal Kohen Gadol, Lo Yimachubai, so people will not be Mecha in the Kohen Gadol, and they won't hold him back from being Tamei Lemeis. V'chein Ekbidu Ma'id Al Tumasa, Mepreik Shehefse Gadol, Gadol, Me'achashu HaMechapal Am Yisrael. Ramban gives another reason, as over here we're more Cheshish than in the case of Neir Shabbos, as the Kohen Gadol had such a pivotal role in Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Uchshu Menachem Achirim, when the Kohen Gadol goes to console others, Derech Kala'am Irim B'Zachazah. So the standard was that the Avol would stand in his place, and all the people that came to comfort the Avol would walk past the Avol. However, when the Kohen Gadol walks past the Avol, Hamuna Matzoi Beinoil Beinoam, and Rashi states, Hamuna Skana Kohanim, Mimatzoi Lekohen Gadol Beinoil Beinoam, Shamuna Beinoil Vecholam Besmoloi Vehu Beemza. Let's keep in mind that our Mishnah calls the Skan Kohen the Mimuna, and the Mishnah continued, Uchshumisnachim Echim, when the Kohen Gadol is in Avol, and he's being consoled from others, and Kolaam Imloi Onakap Rascha, Vehu Amalahant is Bachu Benashemayim, and our Gemara brings a Raisa, Tanar Abana, Kishuavi Beshul, and Achim and Sechim, when he's going on the line in order to console others, so the Skan as well as the Kohen Meshuach Sha'avar B'Yaminai would be on his right, V'Rosh Beis Av, and the head of the Beis Av of that day, V'Avelim, and V'Avelim, V'Chol Ha'am, and the whole nation would be Mismalai on his left side. The Brisa continues, Yuchshu'im B'Shur, Misnachem Me'erchem, and when he's standing on the line because he's an Avol, and other people are consoling him, then Skan B'Yaminai, the Skan Kohen Gadol, or what we call the Mimuna, would be on his right side, V'Rosh Beis Av, V'Chol Ha'am, Mismalai, Al Meshuach Sha'avar, Le'osigabe, when the Kohen Gadol is in mourning, the Meshuach Sha'avar would specifically not come to the Kohen Gadol to console him, and my time, and what is the reason, Chol Shadaite, as the Maisa, the Kohen Gadol would feel bad, as Savak Chodibi, as the Kohen Gadol will feel, that this Meshuach Sha'avar is actually happy that a tragedy happened to me. And who was the Meshuach Sha'avar? Zok Rashi, Kagon She'ir by Psul, the Kohen Gadol, Uminu Achatachtov, that if the Kohen Gadol temporarily had a Psul, and therefore they will manner another person to be the Kohen Gadol and replace the Kohen Gadol, and meanwhile, when the first Kohen Gadol psul went away, then he comes back to his avodah, b'sheni karle meshuach sha'avar, and they are deemed that applicable to the second Kohen Gadol, and he still has the status of a Kohen Gadol, but l'maisa he can't do certain avodahs, as l'maisa he can't take place of the original Kohen Gadol, and therefore he's in a bad spot, and maybe he'll be happy that the original Kohen Gadol had a tragedy and became an avol. And our Gemara continues, amra papa shma mino mehomastisa tlas, that from this b'risa we see three things, Shma Mino, Hainu Skan, Hainu Muna, that there is no difference between the Skan and the Muna. As in our Mishnah, we stated, Hamuna Mimatsoi Beinoil Beinoam, and the Brisa we mentioned, Skan Mikan, Va'om Mikan, V'Koyim Be'emza. Shma Mino, we also see from the Brisa, Avelim Imdin, that Avelim would stand in place, V'Chola Im Ivrin, and when the people came to be Menachem Avol, the people would walk by the Avelim, Shma Mino, and we also see Avelim the small, Amenachmen Heim Imdin, that Avelim would stand on the left of Menachmen, and as the Brisa stated, Va'Avelim V'Chola Mismolai, since the Kohen Gadol was one of the people that came to Menachem Avol, so you see the Avol was on the left of the Kohen Gadol and on the left of those that came to Menachem Avol. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in Braisa, that originally the minig was that when be Menachem Avol, the Avelim would stand still and the people would walk by the Avelim. And as we were mdaik from the Braisa, and we also said this in the Mishnah, and as Rashi explains the process in Dibu Masal Vishma Mino, came min Tanchumim Beshura, Shiyu Avelim Imdim. Clearly, this was originally the minig. However, the Brisa continues, there were two mishpachos in Yerushalayim that were fighting with each other as to which one should be first in line in order to be menachem and avol. And each family was saying that they should be first in line. Therefore, skinu that they should do exactly the opposite. That the people that came to Menachem Avol should stand in place, Va'avelim Ivrim, and the Avelim would walk past those that came to Menachem Avol, and while they're walking past, the people that came to Menachem Avol would console them. And Gemara continues, Chazav Ahalach V'Sipar Simon, and this is a simon of three members that Rami Ba'Abba will state in the name of Rabbi Yesi. The Gemara begins, Am Rami Ba'Abba, Hichsi Rabbi Yesi Sadav Liyoshne B'Tzipari, that Rabbi Yesi actually returned the minig to its original form, and this occurred in Tzipari, Shu'avelim Imdim V'Cholam Ivrim, as the Avelim should stand in place, and the people that came to Menachem Avol would walk past the Avelim. And of course, this memra corresponds with the Siman of Chazar. Gemara continues with the second memra. That a woman should not walk in the street and let her children walk behind her. He made this gzera based on a specific maisa that occurred, and Rashi brings down that there was a woman that walking in the street and her children were behind her, and Pritzim kidnapped the children. Beicha, and when she saw that they were no longer there, she started crying and screaming. And one of these priests came and told her, I will show you where your children are. And she went and followed him. They were Ma'anisar, Ayin Sham. This corresponds to the Simon of Holach, Shalotia Isha, Malachas Bishok, Ubinachreha. And the third Simon of the Sipar corresponds to the following memory of Amirami Ba Abba, Hiskam Abiyah Mitzipari, Shinoshim Sapris, Bebesakise Mishimichod, that if there are women that are in a Besakise, which is in the field and not near the city, that they should make sure to speak to each other. In this way, men will know that there are women there, they won't come to be Ivan Issa Yichod and be Miach with them. And as Rashi says, Mishimichod, Shemielch Odom Sham, Vim Lo Yishma Kol Odom, Yikonis Visakisham, Vitran, and the Mishnah Mesechtes Kedusha, and that Paytisos, Lo Yisachet Odom, and Bez Noshim, or Besakishi Sri Besodis Kumayi, Shari Besakish Shari Besodah, Chutzl Ira, Vakol Niftin Sham. The Gemara now continues, Omer Menashe Ba'avius, Sheilus Rabbi Yeshu Rabbo, Bebes Alman Hutzol, Rab Nashe Ba'avius stated that I asked Rabbi Yeshu Rabbo, who was called the great Rabbi Yeshua, as this is referring to the Tana Rabbi Yeshua and not to the Amira, and he asked this question to him in the Beis HaKfaris in Hutzol, and the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara tells us where he is in order to tell us that although generally there's a din that you can't talk and learning in the Beis HaKfaris as it's Loig L'Rosh, however you're speaking about things that are relevant to Avelim, then you could speak about that in the Beis HaKfaris. Rab Nashe's question was how to make a Shura, the Amalim, and he told me in Shura B'chus Me'asar B'nei Adam that the only way to make a Shura is if you have 10 people, Ve'in Avelim in Aminyan, and Avelim do not count towards the 10 people. He also explained, Bein Shavelim Oimdim V'chala Oimdim, Bein Shavelim Oimdim V'chala Oimdim, you don't have to be makbid as to how to make the Shura, and it doesn't make a difference if you follow the way that we mentioned on Mishnah and the Braisa, and the way that Rabbi Yossi reinstituted in Sipari, to have the Avelim standing still, and the people walking by, or the opposite, where the people would stand still, and the Avelim would walk by. And the Gemara continues, and quotes from Mishnah, Kishu Misnachim, and we saw on the Mishnah, that when others are being Menachim Avel to a Kohen Gadol, and the people would say to him, Anukah Parascha, and he would respond to them, Tisbarchu Ben HaShemayim. However, the Mishnah doesn't tell us what he says to Avelim, and Iboilu, the Gemara asked the Shailu, Ki Menachem Hu Achrini, Heichi Omulu, when he's being Menachem Avelim, and he is actually coming to comfort others, what does he say? And the Gemara brings, Tashma, we learned in the Braisa, Vuhu Amitis Nachmu, that he say that you should be consoled, and the Gemara states, Heichi Domi, what are you referring to? Ilei Mekim Menachem Achrini Ludei, as if you're going to tell me, it's talking about a case where the people were coming to Menachem Avel to the Kohen Gadol, and Amalu Iyu Tisnachmu, and he responds to them that they should also have Nechama, Nechashaku Rabbi Lu, L'chari, that doesn't seem to be a proper response, as it seems to say that they will need Nechama, he wants them to be consoled, but Lamaisa at this point and not Avelim, and it's almost like he's giving them a klala that they should become Avelim, and therefore the Gemara states, Elav, Ki Menachem L'achrini, Amaluhu Tisnachmu, Shema Mino, and it must be that this Bryce is teaching us that when the Kohen Gadol goes to be Menachem Avel, then he tells them Tisnachmu, they should have an Nechama. And the Gemara now continues that after Mishnah spoke about the dinim of a Kohen Gadol, so the Mishnah continued and spoke about dinim of a Melech. And the Mishnah stated, HaMelech loydon v'loydon na'isai, loymeid v'loymeid na'isai. And our Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef explains, loyshono al Malchi Yisrael, that the din of a Mishnah was only relevant to Malchi Yisrael, al Malchi Beis David, don v'don na'isan, that a king from Malchi Beis David could be a judge, and you could judge him as well. And Rabbi Yosef says, we notice from a Pasuk, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in the Yirmiyah states, Beis David, Koyama Hashem, Dina Labaika Mishpat, Vatsilu Gozel Miyad Ishek, Pentetze Be'ish Hamasi, Vara Ve'im Mechabu, and Pri Rea Me'alechem. Rabbi Yosef explains, Vilay Danin Lay, Inu Hechi Dainay, that if we can't judge them, how is it possible that they would judge others? If Vaksiv, as we stated beforehand, that we have the Pasuk in Sephania that states, Iskaishu Vakaishu, Vamar Ish Lakish, and Rish Lakish explain, Kashet Atzmacha Vachin Kashet Achirim, that only after someone straightens themselves out, then he could straighten other people out, and they could fix others. The Gemara therefore continues that if it's true that Malchi Beis David could be done with Donai's son, so why would the same din not apply to Malchi Yisrael? And the Gemara explains, El Malchi Yisrael, my time aloy. The Gemara explains, Mishim Maisa Shaya, because of a specific Maisa that occurred. And the Gemara now tells us the story, the Avde Diana Malka Kotel Nashe, that the Eved of Yana HaMelech killed someone, and he was Chayim Misa. Therefore, Amlu Shimon Ben Shetach L'Chachamim, so Shimon Ben Shetach said to Chachamim, Tnu Aneichem Bay, V'Nedinanu, that even though he's the Eved of Yana HaMelech, we still have to make sure to judge him, and we can't show favoritism. So Bezin sent to Yana HaMelech, Avdecha Kotel Nafsha, that your Eved killed someone. So Shadu Lehu say Yana HaMelech sent to Eved to Bezin, Shalchulei, but then they sent Yana, Ta Ant Nami Lacha, that you also have to come. As Lemaisa, there's no difference between a person's Eved and a person's animal. And just like we find B'negei Ashar that killed someone, that the Pasuk in Pashmi Shpatan states, B'shar Nagachu Mitmal Shilsham, V'hur B'valo V'lo Yishmerenu, V'hem Mitzisha Yisha, Hashar Torah Yisakel v'gam ba'olav Yumas. And as our Gemara tells us, Amr Torah, that the Torah tells us b'degei Shar Niskal Yavu Bala Shar v'yamed Asherei, that the owner of the Shar has to come to Bezin, and therefore the owner of the Eved has to come to Bezin. So Asavi Asav Yanai Melech came and he sat down in Bezin. Amr Shimon ben Shetach, and Shimon ben Shetach said to Yanai, Yanai Melech Amid al Reglecha v'yidu b'cha, that there's a din that the Baal Dover has to stand when the Edom are testifying, and therefore you must stand on your feet. And you should know that you're not standing in front of us. Certainly we wouldn't ask you to do this because of our own covet. And you must stand in front of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Neman, as the Pasuk states, the Gemara Masechta Shavuos tells us that the words V'amdu Shnei Anashim refer to the Bali Din, and they have to stand in front of Bezin. And Mefarshim explained, based on the Gemara that we had in Masechta Bava Basra, that Shimon ben Shetach was the brother-in-law of Yanai HaMelech, and therefore Shimon ben Shetach was not part of this din Torah. Therefore, Amaloi, so Yanai HaMelech said to Shimon ben Shetach, that I don't have to listen to you since you're not on this din Torah, and I have to listen to your friends that are Dadianim on this din Torah. And continue on Daf Yutessim Beis, Niftanu Mina, Kafshu Pneim Bekaka. So Shimon ben Shetach looked to all the people on his right, and they all looked down to the Kaka. Niftanu Smoloi, and he looked to his left, and Kafshu Pneim Bekaka. And once again, the Dadianim looked down to the Kaka, and they didn't want to respond, as they were scared of Yanai HaMelech and Amal and Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach said to them, Bala Machshavos, that you all seem to be in deep contemplation and you don't want to respond. The Yavi Bala Machshavos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Yedei Machshavos should come, the Yipar Mikem, and he should take retribution against you. And Miyad Bo Gavriel, Choftu Mekako Mesu, and immediately Gavriel came and he hit them and he pushed them into the ground and they died. And Ba'ish Yishah Amru, and at that time they made this takana, Melech Leidon, Vleidon Eisai, Leimeid, Vleimeidon Eisai. And Mefarshim discuss if the story was prior to Yanai HaMelech killing all of Talmid Chachamim, or if it was at a later point. And Lemaisa Agamar stated that Omlu Shimon ben Shetach Lechachamim Tnuna Nechem Bai, and we know that Yanai HaMelech actually blinded Shimon ben Shetach, therefore it could be that is why Shimon ben Shetach used this language when he was speaking about Yanai HaMelech. Before we continue, let us see the third Taisis on Daf Yutessim Aleph, Avol Malchi Beis David Don Vedon Eisai, where Taisis says, Vim Taima, V'cheich Yachal Odin, how could it be that Malchi Beis David could judge others by Minal El and Meshiv and Melchus and Hedrin, Yishum Dechsev Leisan Al Riv, and we dash in Leisan Al Rav, V'yishleim et Hachamari, Dafka Lod in Dina Mamas, Leich Bislan in Leuchel Lana Sachrav, can I mean in Dina Mamas, Maskil Men Agadol, that we know by Dina Mamas, we start from the greatest of the Sanhedrin, and we're not worried if someone will contradict him. However, Tais points out that we know that David actually judged Dina Nefashos, and he brings a raya from a Pasuk of Shmuel Aleph, V'yafinu Minei, the Dina Nefashos, Maskil Men Atzad, V'kivin Shoy Chosh of David Atzman Lemelech, Hechay But in Chinami, when our Gemara speaks about Machi Beis David being able to judge, it's only relevant to Dinim Mamnis and not Dinim Nefashis, Ayin Shom. And in the next cases, Dibu Maskel, Yanai HaMelech, Amidu Raglecha V'idubach, Vim Taima V'aminu Hassam, Afil Tam Chacham Ein Tzarech Lamed, that Tam Chacham doesn't have to stand up in Bezdin, Mishum D'Hai Asei V'Hai Asei, V'Asei D'Kovet Teir Adiv, Kivin D'Chacham Ein Tzarech Lamed, Koshkin Melech D'Tvei Adiv, Melech Mitalmud Chacham, Hidaka Amma L'Kama, and Afilu L'Mand Amma, Rav Shemocha Kvedoi, Kvedoi Mochol, Melech Shemocha Kvedoi, Ein Kvedoi Mochol, Shinama Sein Tassim Olech HaMelech, and Tezim Mechalek, that although B'Negei Kovet Teir, certainly there's a requirement to be Mechabe the Talmud Chacham, even more so than a Melech, and therefore, although a Talmud Chacham can sit, a Melech cannot sit, even though that is true. However, the reason why we hold that B'Negei Melech Shemocha Kvedoi, Ein Kvedoi Mochol, that is because the reason why we have to honor a king is based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us a mitzvah of saying Tassim Olech HaMelech, and we learn Shetehiyah Masei Lecha Ki Chvedi Boloi Mishun Mitzvah Mokin Kachu, and his covet is actually given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't be Meichel that, and as Taisa says, Vein Yochel Afkiyah Mitzvah Mokin, Awa Tam Chacham Teirasi Dilei, but the Tam Chacham's Torah belongs to him, V'yochel Limcha Al-Haitav Al-Kvedi Shaloi, Arminu Masechta Avei Dezara Betchil Nekreis Al-Shmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulusef Nekreis Al-Shmai, Shinema Mateus Hashem Chetzai, Uvse Rasai, Yehga Yayim Avalaila, Ayin Sham. And finally, in the bottom face of the Ambed, Tais is bothered that how could we say that Yanai would have to stand on his feet, but the Maisa of the Gemara Masech the Shavuos tells us, Im Ratzu Lohayshiv Shnei Mashivin, De Ene Osa Le'echad Oyim Ve'echad Yoshiv, Vim Kein Lohay HaMelech Tzarech La'amoid, Ol Vachi Yoshav Oysa Shekenegdoi, and all that they would have to do is make sure that the other party is also sitting. And Tais continues at the top of your Tesla and Bez, V'yish Lohayim Adin and Fashish Shani, that over here was relevant to Din and Fashis, and B'negein Din and Fashis, all parties have have to stand. Then Taisa states, Inami, Hocha, Vikabos Edis, Vikabos Edis, Kishask Madin, Uvishask Madin, Divriak called a Yonim Yeshivo, Ubaridin Bamido, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, Lechilitz, 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 that a king can't do Chalitza to his brother's wife, and if a king dies without children, his brother can't do Chalitza to his wife, and Lemiabim, Lemiabim Lishtoi, the king doesn't do Yibim, and you can't be Miabim, a king's wife. Rabbi Huda Imem, Rotzalachlitz, Eliabim, Zacholotoyv, that if the king decides to do Chalitza to his brother's wife, or if he wants to do Yibim to his brother's wife, then Zacholotoyv, Amuloy, in Shemuloy, and the Chacham responded to Rabbi Huda that we wouldn't listen to the Kohen Gadol. Gemara actually now discusses the din of Rabbi Huda, and the Gemara asks, Eini, how could it be Rabbi Huda stated that a male could do Chalitza or could do Yibim? V'om Rabashi, but Rabashi stated, even according to the Mandam that states that Nasi could be Moichel on his Kavid, however, Melch Shemachal Kvedoi in Kvedo Machol, Shenem, as the Pasuk states, saying Tasim Alecha Melech, and since the Torah uses a double Lashon, so the Torah is teaching us, Shetei and Masi Alecha, that the fear and the awe of the king should always be on Klai Yisrael, and therefore, how could it be that a Melch can do Yibim or Chalitza, and as Rashi says, Chalitza Gnayu Loi Lovi Lebezin, Vitei Rekakas Lefanov, that it's a Gnay for a Melch to come to Bezin, have this woman spin in front of him, and the Ad Ramar adds in, that's also Gnay, Lemikru Lech, Chalutzanal, Chalutzanal, and Rashi continues, V'yibum Gnayu Loi Lokum Hashem Achiv, Gemara responds, Mitzvah Shiny, that since it's a mitzvah to do Chalitza Yibum, we have a klal of In Chachma Vein Tfuno Neged Hashem, and therefore we don't look at this as a Gnay, and Ayin and Taisa Dibu Maskal Mitzvah Shiny, where it brings the Gemara Mesech Sechsubis that speaks about a Melech dancing in front of a Kala, and it's not proper to do so, and why in the Gemara state Mitzvah Shiny, and Taisa explains, V'yish Loimad Hasim Ein a Mitzvah Ki'im Bishvil Kavad Hasim Kveir Kala, that over there the whole mitzvah is Kveir Hasim and Kala, and therefore Kveir Melech Adiv Tfeimi Kveir Hasim, and certainly the Kavad Melech is more important than Kavad Hasim, then came like a Mitzvah, Aval Hocha Gabi Yibum Mitzvah Ika, but when a Gei Yibum Chalitza, certainly there is a Mitzvah, and therefore the din of Melech Shemach HaKveidah in Kveir Machol is not applicable, and Ayin Duran, who points out that Lachira, since we have a din of Mitzvah Shiny, so why is it that Rabbanah Chalik on Rabbi Huda, and Zok Duran, Pirish Vafil Hochi Plig Rabbanon, Mipnei Sheyesh Bezoyin Yosef Medai Bechalitza, Meshum V'yarka Befonov, Ubiyum Ibnami, Inik Fedu Shomelech, Lishtamish Beklish, and Lishtamish Beyachirim, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Ve'in Noisel Almanasai, that after the king dies, no one can marry his Almana, Rabbi Huda Imen, Noisel Almelech, Almanasai Shomelech, that a king can marry the Almana of a different king, Shekem Mitzinum Bedavid, Shenas Almanasai Shoshol. We find that David married Almana of Shol, and I'm going to add the Pasuk in Shmuel Bey states, Ve'et Nolchos, Beisad Denecha, Vesna Shea Denecha, Bechekecha. And our Gemara continues and brings a Brisa, Tani will learn to the Brisa, Amulel Rabbi Huda, that even though Rabbi Huda brought this Pasuk, and it's mashma that David married the Almanis of Shol, however, Zokta Chacham to Rabbi Huda, Noshem Aruis, Lemi Beis HaMelech, that certainly the Pasuk doesn't mean that David married Shol's wife, but instead, David married someone that's roit him from the Beis HaMelech, and as Rashi says, Haruis Loi, Hamutaris Loi, Aval Noshem Shol Shaloi, and the Gemara tells us, Man Ninu, and who are these women that were Ruiz Lemi Beis HaMelech, Mary of Umichal, who were the daughters of Shol, and the Brisa states, Shol Talmidim is Rabbesi, the Talmidim is Rabbesi, Heich Nasa David Shteachayis Bechayayan, how could it be that David would marry Merav and Michal if they were both the daughters of Shol and they were sisters? And certainly it's also to marry one sister and then marry another sister while the first sister is alive. And the Gemara tells us, Amalahan, so Rabbesi responded to Talmidim, Michal, Achamisas Merav Nasa, that in Chinami, David married Merav and then Merav died and then David married Michal. However, Bishub and Kacha, Merakadushi Tais Hailoi Bemerav, Rabbi Shub and Kacha states that he actually married Michal while Merav was still alive, but David was really never married to Merav, as the entire Kedusha was Kedusha Tois. Before we continue, let's point out in the Shmuel Aleph, when Shaul was fighting against Goliath, so he said, Vayyema Ish Yisrael, Harisim Ish Ha'ilah Hazeh, Kilacharif Es Yisrael Ilah, Vahoya Ish Asher Yakenu Yashrena HaMelech Ish HaGadol, Ves Bita Yitin Loi, Ves Beis Ov Yaseh Chavshi B'Yisrael. Shaul promised that anyone that kills Goliath will receive great wealth and will marry his daughter, and as we will also see, Shaul also stated that if anyone brings him 100 Arilis of Plishtim, then he will let him marry his daughter. And based on this, Al-Gamar continues, Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Shmuel Bey states, Vayishlach David Melachim al Ishbaishit ben Shaul Lema, Tnas Ishti es Michal Asher Rasti Li ben Mei Arilis Plishtim. Therefore, from this Pasuk we see that David's Kedushin with Merav was Kedushi Tais, and the Gemara asks, Mai Talmuda, how do you see this from this Pasuk? And Amar Papa, Papa explains, Michal Ishti v'lei Merav Ishti, that since David stated that give me my wife Michal, so it's Muchach that he meant to say that Michal is my wife and Merav is not my wife. And the Gemara continues, my Kedushi Tois, and how do we see that this was Kedushi Tois, and why was it Kedushi Tois? place, and the Gemara brings a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that states, "Vayem ish Yisrael har isim isha ilazeh ki lecharef es Yisrael Allah v'haya isha sheyakenu yashrena melech isha gadol v'as bita yitelai v'as beis aviv yaseh chashiv Yisrael." And when Ma'isa Azal Kotlei, so David went and killed Goliath, and Amaloi and Shaul did not want him to marry Merav, and therefore Shaul said to David, "Milva islecha gabai," that the only way you want to be makadosh my daughter is by giving up your wealth, and that will be the kedusha keset that you're going to give me for my daughter. And we know that Mekadesh B'milva, or someone's Mekadesh with money that already belongs to someone that is owed to him, that's not considered a valid Kedushin. As Rashi Masechet Kedushin states, HaMekadesh B'milva, the Amei Eskachi Li B'milva Shal V'Sicha, Einu Mekadeshes, Kicha Mestei Efron Gamrinon, the Yav Midi B'Shas Kedushin, U'milva Leitzon Inna, U'Kvahin Shalah, U'Moyes Achirim Hichayavislai, and therefore it's not considered a valid Kedushin. And because of this, Azul Yav Ladriel, Shal HaMelech went and gave his daughter Merav to Adriel. Sivan, as the pasuk states in Shmuel Aleph, he be'ez teses Merav bashal lo David, he nitna ladriel hamichalasi leisha. As Rashi says, be'ez tes kshargia es lasita lo David nasna ladriel. At the time he was supposed to give Merav to David, instead he went and he was mekadosh her to Adriel and Amalei. And then Shaul said to David, be'ez etn lecha Michal, that if you want me to let you marry my daughter Michal, zil aisli mea reilis plishtim, then go and bring me 100 reilis of plishtim, ozil aisli la. And then David went and brought 100 reilis of plishtim. And Amalei and Shaul said to David, that's still not considered a valid kedushin, as milver puta islecha gabai. As although you're now giving me something of value, and you're giving me 100 reilis of plishtim, which is worth a pruta, l'maisa you're also being meichel the money I owe you, and therefore you're trying to be mekadesh michal with a milver pruta, and that doesn't either work. And Shaul saw a milver pruta daitel milva, and Shaul held it's not considered a valid kedushin, as when someone's mekadesh a woman with a milva and a pruta, then his das is on the milva and not on the pruta, and therefore wasn't considered a valid kedushin. However, David saw a milva pruta daitel pruta, and David held it was a valid kedushin, as if someone's mekadesh a woman with a milva and a pruta, then his das is on the pruta, and therefore it was a valid kedushin, and that's why David called Michal his wife. And as he said, "Tnas ishti es Michal." The Gemara continues, "Vi ba'yisema the kuli alma of milva pruta daitel pruta." Really, all must agree that milva pruta daitel pruta, as this is the way we actually paskin. However, Shaul saw lechazav lemidi. However, Shaul held that the 100 reilis were not considered shavu pruta, as they're not chazi for anything. But David saw lechazav lekalbe v'shunri, and David held that they didn't have a value of a pruta, as they would be able to feed these reilis to dogs and to cats. And the Gemara continues, "Rabbi Yisi, hay tnas ishti es Michal, my darsh bei the lechira." The pasuk tells us that David said, "Give me my wife Michal," and it's mashma that Michal was his wife and not Merav. And Rabbi Yisi said that David married both Michal and Merav. And the Gemara explains, "Rabbi Yisi tamei the Tanya, Rabbi Yisi darsh mikrois muravin." Rabbi Yisi would dashen the following psukim that don't make a lot of sense, and they seem to be mixed up. As Ksiv, the pasuk in Shmuel Beis states, "Vayikach Hamelech shnei bnei Ritzpa basaya asher yoldu l'shol es amoini ves mefiboshes ves chameshes bnei Michal bashol asher yoldu ladriel ben Bazila mechalasi." The Gemara is, "Vichil Adriel nisana," that did Shaul actually give Michal to Adriel, but certainly valid to Palti ben Laish nisana, and he married her off to Palti ben Laish. And the Ksiv, and as the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph states, "Vishol nosas Michal bito yeshes David lepalti ben Laish shema galim." And as we previously mentioned, Meir was actually married to Adriel. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi explains, "El makish kedushin Meir of Adriel, the kedushin Michal lepalti," and we make a hekesh between the kedushin of Meir of Adriel and the kedushin of Michal to Palti, that mak kedushin Michal lepalti bavera. And just like the kedushin of Michal to Palti was bavera, as certainly Michal was married to David, af kedushin Meir of Adriel bavera, and also the kedushin to Meir of Adriel was bavera, as certainly Meir was also married to David. And Ayin Rashi, kedushin Michal lepalti pshita lon de bavera, taksiv ishti Michal, as lemaisa David stated, "My wife Michal, the kaimalon daitei pruta de bas kedushini," and certainly we paskin hamikash b'milvo pruta daitei pruta. The Gemara continues, "Rabbi Shua mekochanami haksiv es chameshes bnei Michal bashal." The lechera, how could the pasuk tell us that these are the five children Michal bashal who was married to Adriel? If lemaisa, if anything, she was married to Palti ben Laish and not to Adriel. And the Gemara tells us, "Amal lechera Rabbi Shua." Rabbi Shua ben Karcha responds, "Bichi Michal yaldo v'aloi Meir yaldo," that certainly Michal did not give birth to them, and Meir gave birth to these children. Therefore, he explains, Meir of Yalda, that in Chanami, Meir gave birth to these children, and they were actually Adriel's children, or Michal Gidla. However, after Meir of died, her sister Michal raised these children, Lefikach Nikru Ashma, and therefore these children are called based on her name, Lamecha, and this is her, Shekla Megadol Yosem Tech Besai, Ma'al Ava Kasav Kiil Yoladai, that if someone raises Yosem in their household, it's considered as if they gave birth to them. Gemara continues, and brings a simon, Chanina Kara Yechanan Ve'ishtoi Allah Zogu Ulu Shmuel Bilamude Simin. The Gemara begins, Rav Chanina Am Macha. Rav Chanina says, we learn this idea from the following pasuk in Rus that states, Vatakren Loya Shechena Shem Lema, Yulad Ben Lenami, Vatakren Shmuel Oibed, Hu Avi Yishai Avi David. And Rav Chanina points out, Vichinami Yalda, did Nami really give birth to this child that the people in the neighborhood said that a son was born to Nami, Valle Rus Yalda, but we know that Rus gave birth to this child from Boyaz, Al Rus Yalda, Vinami Gidla, and Lefikach Nikra Shma, as we stated. Rabbi Yechon says, we learned this idea from a pasuk of Divrei Yom Aleph that states, Ishtar Hayudaya, Yalda Es Yared Avi Gedora, Es Cheva Avi Seichoi, Ve Es Yukasiel Avi Zenoyach, Ve Eil Bnei Bisya Bas Parei, Asher Lokach Marad. This pasuk is discussing Kalev Ben Yefuna, who married Bisya Bas Parei, who is also called Hayudia. And as the Gemara explains, Merid Ze Kalev, Merid refers to Kalev Ben Yefuna, Ve Lo Menachshmeri Merid, She Merid Batzas Meraglim, and the reason why he was called Merid is because he rebelled against the Eitzon Meraglim, and he and Yeshua Ben Nun did not join the spies and did not join the Meraglim. We know that Avigdor, Yered, Chev, and Yukasiel are all names of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore Rabbi Yechon asked, "Vichi Bissi Yolda, the Bissi gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, Valo Yechev Yolda, but Yechev gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Yechev Yolda, certainly Yechev gave birth to Moshe, however Bissi Gidla, Bissi raised him in our house, Levikach Nikra Shma." And the Gemara continued with another Raya, Rabbi Leza Amar Mehacha, the Pasuk in Tehillim states, "Ga'alta Bezroya Mecha, Bnei Yaakov Yosef Sela," and the Pasuk is talking about the Shvatim, and therefore Rabbi Leza asked, "Vichi Yosef Yolad, did Yosef give birth to all the Shvatim, Valo Yaakov Yolad, Al Yaakov Yolad, Yosef Kilkel?" But since Yosef was Mechalkel and supported Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Lefikach Nikru Al Shmai, and the Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel Bachmaini, Amar Rabbi Yenison, Kol Malavah Ben Chavir Torah, Mal Lava Kosuk Kilu Yoladai, that someone teaches his friend's son Torah, that it's considered as if he gave birth to him, in Emina, as the Pasuk at the beginning of Pasuk Bamidbo states, Ve'il told us Aaron and Moshe, Beyem Diba Hashem as Moshe Bahasinai, and then the Pasuk states, Ve'il Shmeis Bnei Aaron, Abachor Nodov, Ve'aviu Allah's Ve'isamar, and since the Pasuk only mentions the sons of Aaron and not of Moshe, Laim Lachar teaches us Aaron Yolad and Moshe Limeid, Lefikach Nikru Al Shmai. The Gemara continues and discusses the Pasuk in Yishai that states, L'chayim Kriyam HaShem Obeis Yaakov Asher Podes Avram Loi Ata Yevush Yaakov Loi Ata Panei Vechavaru. And the Pasuk tells us that Yaakov was Poid Avram, and the Gemara asks, V'cheich Metzino Yubi Yaakov Shepodu Avram, that how do we see that Yaakov was Poid and redeemed Avram? And on Rabbi Huda Shepodu Mitzagi Dubanim, Rabbi Huda tells us that Yaakov was Poid Avram as Yaakov took over the Tzagi Dubanim, as really Avram was supposed to have 12 Shvatim, and instead Yaakov had 12 Shvatim and had to deal with 12 children. As Rashi says, Shehuta love Tereach HaShvatim, Shal Avram Hayu Mutal Oisei Tereach Tachsiv, V'Beisei Zaracha, V'Hu Padai, and Yaakov took over the Tzagi Dubanim instead of Avram Avinu. And Ayin Nibarim Tezin Amid, who states, Shepadim with Tzagi Dubanim, Perish HaKuntras Gidol Yud Beis Shvatim, V'Loi Nihira Chodo De'in Tzar El Simcha, that's not sad to raise children, and that is a Simcha, Karamina Gabi Oivet Edaim, Shebaruch HaShem V'Banim B'Schar Oren Shoyi B'Beisai, V'Oid Avram Hoyloi Banim Ketura, and Lemaisa Avram did have Tzagi Dubanim, as Lemaisa had 12 children from Ketura, V'Tzarech Loima Tzad Shal Yosef V'Echov, V'Gulgul Yeridus Mitzrayim, Ayin Shom. As our Gemara continues, V'Hayinu Duchsiv, and that's why the Pasuk continues and states, Le'ata Yevish Yaakov, that Yaakov will not be ashamed. And the Gemara explains, Le'ata Yevish Yaakov Me'oviv, that Yaakov had nothing to be ashamed of from Yitzchak, as he reached the same Madriga as Yitzchak, and Le'ata Panav Yechveru Me'avi Oviv, his accomplishments did not pale in the face of his grandfather Avram. L'maisa Yaakov Avinu reached the same levels as Yitzchak and Avram. And the Gemara continues and asks, K'siv Palti U'K'siv Paltiel, that one Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, the Pasuk states, B'shol Nosan Es Michal Bitoi, Eishes David Palti Ben Laish Shemagalim. And then in Shmuel Beis, the Pasuk tells us, Ve'yishol Chishboishes Ve'ikachea Me'im Ish Me'im Paltiel Ben Laish. The Gemara states, Amar Be'echron Palti Shmoi, that his real name was Palti, Ve'lo Menech Shmoi Paltiel, Shel Paltu Kael Min Avera, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from doing an Avera, is L'maisa really Michal was married to David, and although he lived together with Michal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Palti Ben Laish from doing an Avera. And the Gemara explains, Ma Osa, that L'maisa, what did Palti Ben Laish do in order to make sure that he wasn't even to Issa have any relationship with Michal? He explains, Nartzcher, Be'noi Le'Be'no, he stuck a sword between him and between Michal, and on their bed, and Amar, he said, K'laisa B'dovazer, anyone that will have relations, Yidak B'cherazer, will be killed with his sword. The Gemara continues, that L'maisa, when Ishbosheth went and brought Michal back to David HaMelech, so the Pasuk tells us, Vayelech Ita Isha, that Palti Ben Laish went along with her, Halechu Bocha Ad Bachurim, Vayoymeg Lov Avno, Lech Shuv, Vayoshav. L'maisa, it's mashman the Pasuk, that it was her husband, and they did have relationship, and they did have Bia. The Gemara answers, Shenasa Lo Ki Isha, and as Rashi says, Shohim Megadlo Mechavah, that L'maisa, he supported her, and he raised her, and he loved her, and therefore he was called her husband, even though they never had a relationship, and they never had Bia. And the Gemara continues, Vaksiv, but the same pasuk says, Halichu Bachoy, that he was walking with her, and he was crying, so why would he cry if they weren't really married, and he never had Bia? And the Gemara answers, Ala mitzvah d'azumine, that he was actually bemoaning the fact that until now, he was able to have a great mitzvah, because he refrained from having Bia with her, and he was now losing that mitzvah. The Gemara continues to dash on the pasuk, as the pasuk states, Ad Bachurim. From Rashi, it seems that the Gemara is just dashing these words, but it's not actually a question, but Ayin Yad Ramah, who states, Makshin Su, Vaksiv Ad Bachurim, Vilav de Ovikba, and if not for the fact that they were married, Lamu Lamezu Basrat Hassam. And the Gemara responds that this is actually a remez, Shenasu Shneim Kibachurim, Shalai Tamu Tambia, that both Michal and Palti Ben Laish were like Bachurim, that they weren't Tam Tambia. Before we finish, let us go back to Rashi, Dibel Maskel of Ishtar Yudia, that Rashi states, Bekal Ben Yifurim Mishtar Yikra, that this possibly the Gay Bissia is talking about her marriage to Kalev and Yehudia, Al Shem Shekibra Bavay Dezara in Iskaira, and the reason why Bissia was called Yehudia was because she was Kaifin Avay Dezara and she was Megaya, Shekala Kaifin Avay Dezara, Nikri Yehudi, and Rashi brings this from Pasuk in Daniel. And finally, we previously mentioned Machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Shulman Kacha, and Rabbi Shulman Kacha stated that since the Pasuk states, Tanaz Ishti is Michal, and Rabbi Papa taught us, Michal Ishti Vole Meirav Ishti, and David was never married to Meirav. However, Rabbi Yisi held that David married Meirav, and then after Meirav died, David married Michal, and L'chari, if so, why does the Pasuk state, Es Ishti Asi Michal? And Yad Ramahu is, V'chitei Mahayim Yutu Lamli, that according to Rabbi Yisi, what is this miyut for? And Zakti Yad Ramah, he gufa kamashblan, the Ishti Haisa V'kedushim Al Yahavu, that this was a valid Kedushin, V'istamri D'hachi Kama, Michal Ishti, V'loi Ishti Shil Palti Ben Laish, that Michal is my wife, and she's not married to Palti Ben Laish, V'chad Taimhu, and really it's the same teretz, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.